Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
As organizations look to the future of their digital transformations to evaluate potential technologies, Salesforce and NetSuite are two products that we often get asked to evaluate and compare for our clients. And in many ways, these two products couldn't be much different, but in many cases, they're similar and are becoming two of the top five ERP systems in the marketplace today. In this video, I'll talk about some of the strengths and weaknesses of each and how they compare to one another. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent digital transformation consulting firm that helps our clients through their entire digital transformation journeys. And one of the common questions we get when we talk about NetSuite versus Salesforce is, how could you possibly be considering those two products because they are so different? NetSuite has historically been a small and mid-market type of financial system, where Salesforce has traditionally been a CRM system for companies of all different sizes. But the reason we place both of these products in the top five ERP systems for 2019 is because they have both evolved over the years to become very robust enterprise technologies that can service a number of different clients and a number of different functions. So what I'd like to talk about today is how these two products compare and what the pros and cons and strengths and weaknesses of each are. Now, to start, some of the commonalities of the product. First of all, they're both native software as a service products, SaaS or cloud solutions. And there's a lot of push and a lot of buzz right now around the cloud and software as a service types of solutions. But NetSuite and Salesforce were built in the cloud and they were built as software as a service solutions, which most products today, they can't say that same thing. Most products today are trying to catch up to that and rewrite their software for cloud and SaaS. So that's one thing they have in common is they were both built as SaaS solutions. They were built for the cloud. NetSuite has historically focused on small and mid-sized companies, as I mentioned before. Salesforce is traditionally focused on companies of all sizes, but more on the CRM and sales side of things. But that has changed over the years as NetSuite has expanded their functionality and built a robust functionality that has really made it more scalable and more applicable and relevant to the mid-market, as well as even some larger enterprises are starting to implement NetSuite as their core financial inventory management and overall ERP system. Salesforce, on the other hand, even though it started off as a CRM system, it has, through its ecosystem of third-party providers, has generated a number of different systems that augment the CRM functionality to provide financial functionality, for example, via its Financial Force application. And there's a number of different applications from third parties that are built on the Force platform, and they're meant to provide ERP-ish type of functionality for Salesforce in a way that gives its customers a way to roll out ERP types of functionality throughout the organization. So that's how we've seen NetSuite and Salesforce converge into full-blown ERP for companies ranging from small and mid-sized markets all the way on up to enterprise companies as well. Now, another similarity between the two products is they both have a very fragmented value-added reseller ecosystem. And what I mean by that is it's a lot of mom-and-pops types of shops. There's certainly some larger organizations with some scale and with more credibility, but there's just a wide variety of different value-added resellers and system integrators and partners that are out there selling the product and helping implement it. And in my opinion, NetSuite and Salesforce aren't the tightest managers of their ecosystem, and it could be a little bit harder to find consistent quality resources in that space. And in fact, when we look at NetSuite in particular, they've historically focused their implementations on handling those in-house with their own resources. And generally, because they tended to focus on the small and mid-market, a lot of their implementation support was handled via call centers, and you would have dedicated 1 hour blocks of time where you could meet with a consultant to help you set up NetSuite and help get going on it. But what we found with a lot of our clients, even the smallest of our clients, and certainly the larger clients, they needed a lot more hands-on support and a lot more hands-on consulting to help map out their processes and really figure out how the technology could better enable their business. So that's, in my opinion, a weakness of NetSuite and Salesforce, is they don't have the best implementation partners and the best implementation resources yet. But now that NetSuite is owned by Oracle, that certainly could change, and Salesforce continues to grow and be successful, it could change on their side as well. So one thing to keep in mind is you want to make sure you've got the right implementation approach and the right implementation consultants to help you if you're implementing either of these products.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Now, when it comes to flexibility, and this is an area where the products differ. So if we're looking at two sides of the spectrum here, one side is we could be a very flexible and nimble organization, or on the other extreme or the other side of the spectrum, we want to be a very standardized, more of a cookie cutter type of organization that's meant to scale and grow and provide consistent products and services to clients. That, think of that as a spectrum, and Salesforce and NetSuite fall on different sides of that spectrum. NetSuite is generally going to fall better on the side of the spectrum where we're looking for commonalities, harmonization, standardization, and scale, simply because it's a single ERP system in one single package. It's a SaaS-based solution, meaning there's less ability to customize a software. So you're going to get more of a vanilla type of software with that type of approach. On the other side of the extreme or the other side of the spectrum, if you're looking for flexibility and you want your organization to be nimble and you need maximum flexibility in your technology, Salesforce may be a better fit simply because you have more applications that you can pick and choose in a more a la carte, Lego block type of way, where you can plug together different systems within the Force.com ecosystem to support the overall Salesforce transformation. So that's one area that they differ, and that's an area where if you focus on those differences and what you are trying to accomplish as an organization, that's going to help you choose between the two. And then two last things to consider as you're evaluating Salesforce and NetSuite. First of all, is you need to look at your internal IT maturity and how robust is your IT department, how much IT capability do you have in-house within your own organization. And the reason I ask that and the reason why that's important is because that's going to lead you or point you toward one of the two products. If you have a pretty robust and a pretty sophisticated IT department and IT capability within your organization, you may be better suited and better equipped to handle a Salesforce type of environment where you require a bunch of third-party applications, a lot of integration to make it all work together. That would be a better fit for an organization like that. If you're an organization that doesn't have a lot of IT capability and maybe you don't want to build an IT capability in-house, or you may be moving away from having the IT capability in-house, then NetSuite may be a better fit for you. Generally speaking, NetSuite is easier to maintain from a pure technology perspective. You don't need as much IT support, and therefore, if you don't have an IT department, NetSuite may be a better fit simply because it's a single platform, it's relatively easy to use, and you don't have all the integration that you would need with Salesforce to roll out a complete ERP system. And then finally, the last question I would ask to help you point the needle one way or the other is, are you more of a sales-driven organization, or are you more of a product and supply chain-driven organization? If you're more of a sales-driven organization, you may want to lean more towards Salesforce because CRM and the sales capabilities behind that is probably going to be more important to you as an organization. And if you are a product-based company that values efficiency and you're trying to build a lot of products and the value of your organization and your value proposition as a company is in your products, then NetSuite may be a better solution for you. So those are a couple different ways to think through that. But either way, both products are very strong. They both made our top five list of ERP systems in 2019. We'll see where they land in our soon-to-be-released systems, top systems for 2020. Now, the best thing I could leave you with is when you're evaluating these two systems along with others, feel free to reach out to help. That's one of the biggest things you can do is ask for independent technology agnostic advice. Teams like ourselves at Third Stage can help you figure out what the right solution is for you. I hope you found this helpful. I'd love to hear any comments you have. What's your experience been with Salesforce and or NetSuite? If you're a user or vendor or someone else that's used the products, I'd love to hear your comments below. Finally, I encourage you to download our annual ERP report, which contains a number of best practices to help you through your evaluation and implementation in your digital transformation. And I also ask you to please like the video if you like it and share it with your colleagues as well. Hope you found this information helpful and look forward to chatting with you soon. Thanks.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.